Test 5. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a woman telephoning a farm to inquire about a part-time job. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Nature Farm speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, morning. I'd like to get some information about the part-time job of fruit picking in the advertisement. I was wondering if you still need some extra hands?
Yes, I do. May I take some of your information first? What's your name?
Sophie Harries. That's H-A-R-R-I-E-S. The applicant's surname is Harries. So, Harries has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Nature Farm speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, morning. I'd like to get some information about the part-time job of fruit picking in the advertisement. I was wondering if you still need some extra hands?
Yes, I do. May I take some of your information first? What's your name?
Sophie Harries. That's H-A-R-R-I-E-S.
Nice to talk with you, Sophie. And where are you currently staying?
Well, I'm from London, but now I'm staying at Central Hostel, Sydney.
Okay. May I have your contact number? I can see from the website your number is 0452-832-727, right?
Oh, sorry. The last digit should be 1, not 7.
Got that. And now, you know we only recruit part-time employees over 18, so could I have your age, please?
I am 18, but I will have my 19th birthday at the end of this month. So, you can put 19.
Cool. Happy birthday, Sophie. Well, let's move on to the real business. We now have 2 working sites. One is a fruit farm in North Queensland, and the other, one is near the coast. Which do you prefer?
I think it would be better if I can spend some time on the beach after work. So, I guess the second place sounds best to me.
No problem, Sophie. When do you think you could be ready to join us?
It's July now, and I'd like to do some travelling around here. What about August?
Yes, August is the busiest month for us. We're always short of hands.
And could you please tell me how I will get paid?
We can pay you by every basket of fruits or by the hour. It's up to you.
You know, I haven't done fruit picking before, so I guess pay by the hour suits me better.
Okay, I've got that. And there are now 3 types of fruits. Bananas, mangoes and avocados. Which fruit would you like to pick?
I prefer mangoes. I think it will be easier for me.
Cool. I'm sure you'll enjoy that.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Okay, Now I'd like to ask you a few more questions about yourself. Do you have any medical problems, like high blood pressure, heart disease, or anything like that?
Actually, I just had a medical checkup recently, and everything seemed fine. Well, I hurt my back when I played badminton with my roommate last year, but it's okay now.
Aha! Great! And all of our workers are required to have medical insurance in case people hurt themselves while working, like falling down a ladder. Have you got one now?
Yes, and I definitely hope it won't happen during working.
Uh-huh. Yet you still need to take much care. By the way, do you have a driver's license? You know, the fruit farm is huge. Sometimes you will need to drive a car.
Yes, I got my driver's license last year, but I'm afraid I don't have a license for driving large trucks.
No worries. You are not responsible for delivering the picked fruit to the supermarkets. There are some drivers doing that work. And lastly, one more question. Where would you like to live?
Any options for me?
Well, two choices. You can either stay in a cottage on the farm, or we can arrange accommodation in a town nearby.
I don't think I'd like to stay at the workplace all day long. I think the second one is better for me.
Okay, let's do that. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Many thanks. See you then. That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.